Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's some good news for Pennsylvanians who have been possibly concerned about having an ID that will actually work in airports in the United States. I understand that there has been an extension of a grace period for Pennsylvania to comply with some federal regulations about ID. What's going on?
Well, that's correct. Pennsylvania has been granted an extended grace period to comply with real ID requirements set by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The grace period was set to expire on October 10th of 2018, but has now been extended until August 1st of 2019. A final federal deadline for all states to comply with the Real ID Act is October 1st of 2020. This grace period extension means that Pennsylvania residents will not face access issues when entering federal facilities or boarding commercial aircraft through at least October 1st, 2019. Having a real ID is voluntary for Pennsylvania residents, but encouraged for those who may need to access certain federal facilities, such as military bases, or fly commercial flights within the United States. And residents also have the option to use other non-real ID forms of enhanced identification, like a passport. Pennsylvania residents wishing to obtain real ID compliant driver's licenses or photo ID cards can obtain them beginning in March of 2019. In the meantime, customers are encouraged to pre-verify for real ID by submitting the required documentation as soon as possible. One of the required documents is a certified copy of a birth certificate, which can take up to several months to process depending on one's circumstances. My legislative office can help residents with birth certificate applications, so feel free to call or stop by for more information. Our phone number is 610-965-9933, and more information about Real ID can be found online at www.dmv.pa.gov.
Well, the House has been in voting session, and some legislation was approved that will help to improve the way we recognize veterans, particularly in cemeteries and graveyards across Pennsylvania. What are the details about this?
The House recently unanimously approved legislation to help ensure proper upkeep of the graves of Pennsylvania veterans. Under current law, counties are required to place a marker and a U.S. flag on the graves of all honorably discharged veterans. These U.S. flags are to remain up from Memorial Day through the 4th of July. However, House Bill 1471 would enhance current law to ensure cemeteries remove torn and weathered flags after the 4th of July annually and allow a veteran's family member to keep them if they choose. The legislation would also clarify current law to ensure greater communication between cemeteries, local veterans organizations, and county commissioners who are currently required to provide the flags. The bill now moves to the state Senate for their review.
There's also some legislation that will hopefully help Pennsylvania parents. We now have many households in Pennsylvania where there's two working parents, and there's some legislation that the House has been working on that will help to give them some guideposts in finding a quality daycare in Pennsylvania. What's the bill do, and why is this particularly meaningful?
Bipartisan legislation designed to help parents with daycare decisions was passed by the House recently and sent to the Senate. House Bill 1742 would require all state-licensed child care centers to post their Keystone Stars rating in a prominent location and on their website. The Keystone Stars program, operated by the State Office of Childhood Development and Early Learning, sets quality requirements for early childhood educators based on a four-star rating system. All licensed child care centers that meet the state's health and safety requirements are required to be part of the Keystone Stars system. The Stars performance standards are grouped into four levels. The standards address staff qualifications and professional development, early learning programs, partnerships with family and the community, and leadership and management. The goal of the proposal is to help educate parents about daycare choices and to encourage low-rated child care centers to improve their programs.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.